Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome into Apprentice Athletics Coach's Corner, Coach Corner with head men's basketball coach Evan Key, SID Chris Sawyer. We're doing a little different this week, doing it from our friendly confines of our Builder Athletics studios, our home studio. We've got Coach in here. We had a couple games, two games in the past week. We're going to discuss them and then also talk to the last week's USCA National Player of the Week, Marion Moore. And without further ado, let's bring in Coach. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey, Coach. So it's been a little while before since we've chatted, but got the show going today. Let's go back. You've had two games over the past week, past two Saturdays. First one, you had your game coming back from the break against Blue Light. You'd played them before, came away with a 91-80 win, and we mentioned Marion Moore. He led you guys with 32 points, was named National Player of the Week, and also we had a milestone with Corey Joyner, setting the single-game assist record for Apprentice at 16. Talk about the play of those two players, but most importantly, the play of your team coming away with that 11-point win.
Yeah, well, we're definitely happy to come away with that opening win against Blue Lights coming back for the second half of the year. Didn't play our greatest, which is kind of understandable given the fact that we were on a holiday break and kind of getting back into the game shape. So, wasn't our best effort, but we came out with a win, so I was very proud of the way those guys responded. First time we had seen 40 minutes of zone, and I thought Marion really had it going from the high post and the short corner, two areas where he's really good at it. Corey did a good job of finding our shooters and finding our post players in their scoring area. So overall, a good team win, and we were thankful to start the new year off with that win.
You know, when you mentioned that coming off the new year, what's the difficulty? You guys had some time off. You did have your last game before the holiday break. You had a win, but you gave them some time off and come back, and that's what you think it was, just kind of getting their legs back under them. And then, as you said, 40 minutes of a zone. So what is the difficulty of getting them some time off and getting them back into playing shape?
Yeah, I think that the main difficulty is just after 2 weeks, you know, like, I mean, think about if you take 2 weeks off of doing anything. I mean, there's going to be some rust coming back, you know, so you lose some level of conditioning, you know, you lose some of that team chemistry that we had formulated in the first half of the year. You know, you've been away, and then, you know, trying to get back into it, even if you worked out on your own, it's still a different level of conditioning that's needed to play that college level basketball. So I think you lose some of that, and then, you know, we had the added barrier this year with COVID. So, you know, some guys came back from break and were, you know, had to quarantine or had to isolate or things of that nature. And every program in the country dealt with that to some extent. So we weren't the exception there. But, you know, you add that wrinkle into, you know, the fact that, you know, you might have some guys banged up, injured, and whatnot. So, you know, just made for an interesting return. But, you know, we were thankful to at least have a week of practice prior to that Blue Lights game due to some other postponements. But, you know, we worked through it, and I'm hoping we're getting back to full conditioning and strength this week.
Yeah, before we get on to the Emory and Henry game, let's talk about Buck Hunter, a football player who's now pretty much in his role with your team now that football's over. He came off bench, played 26 minutes, was 4-for-7 from the three-point line, finished with 16 points, and then Avon Hawkins played 27 minutes, was 7-for-17 from the field with 15 points. Talk about the play of those guys. You ended up having those with more three and double digits that game.
Yeah, well, for one, Buck can really shoot the ball. I mean, he's a tough kid. And, you know, I credit anyone that's a dual sport athlete, especially at the apprentice school. It's not easy. You know, he went right from football into basketball season. So I know, I mean, his body's gone through the wear and tear of now a season and a half doing both sports. And, you know, he's a shot maker. He plays with a lot of passion and gives our team a big energy boost. So we're thankful to have him. And he definitely made shots when we need it. And he'd been doing that since he's been with us. Then Avon Hawkins is a really gifted offensive scorer. He didn't shoot the three well against Blue Lights, which is normally his bread and butter, but I thought he did a good job of putting the ball on the floor, getting to the rim, getting some mid-range jumpers, and facilitating for his teammates a little bit. So I credited him for making an impact in the game, even when his shot from outside wasn't falling.
You know, I said that was our last thing, but let's we can't leave without talking about Corey Joyner's record-setting day with the 16 assists. He was named the EMAC Player of the Week. And, you know, talk about that. I mean, the Prentice has been playing basketball for a long, long time, and that's a pretty big milestone.
Yeah, well, Corey is an extremely gifted passer. We kind of get a steal. You know, he's obviously, you know, on the shorter side at 5'6", but in terms of his athleticism, his speed, his quickness, and his IQ, I mean, he's a really talented point guard. And he has a really good understanding of who does what well, what we're looking for on the offensive end. So, you know, it was really good to see that some guys, you know, were able to make some shots and make some plays, because I'll say he's made a lot of those plays all year. Sometimes shots don't go in. So assists are one of those things where you definitely need someone on the other end connecting, or else, you know, a great pass to a missed shot, you know, doesn't always show up in the stat sheet. So yeah. His teammates made shots, and he did a great job of finding them open looks. And I told him after the game, you know, he makes my job easier as a coach, and I'm thankful for that. I mean, it's hard to play without a true point guard on the floor. We've been fortunate to have 3 years of Corey Joyner at the point. So very, very proud he was able to accomplish that milestone.
All right, so this last Saturday, you were at home again, welcomed in Emory and Henry, who is now a Division II school, transitioned into that. They came in at 10-4, really good team, and you guys jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead, and then it was really interesting. They had an injury timeout, and then all of a sudden, they just went on a tear. I believe it was Jacob Morgan off the bench, just ended up 7-for-9 from three-point land. Coach, anything he threw up from anywhere in the gym just seemed to go in. It's got to be tough when they're just throwing that up, it's going in. I mean, 7-for-9 is unbelievable.
No, very good performance. I mean, that kid was 5-for-5 from three in the first half and finished 7-for-9. So, of course, you know, he's a kid that had kind of been, he's a freshman, so he's been kind of finding his way this season, and he had a breakout game against us. So sometimes those things happen. I thought we could have done a little bit better job of locating him after he hit his first one, actually. After that, you know, he got out. He did a good job spreading and transitioning. We just seemed to somehow lose sight of him, and he made shots. You know, the basket seemed to be a mile wide for him, and, you know, I definitely give him the credit, you know, for doing that. And like you said, we got off to that 4-0 start. Things were looking good. I thought we got good shot attempts. We forced some turnovers, some missed shots. But with that injury timeout, they had the kid go down. I'm not sure if, you know, whatever happened, maybe broke his nose or something, but I guess whatever happened between that point to us getting back on the floor, like we seem to have lost some of I don't know what to call it, but I guess it's that aggressiveness that we came out with, and they took it to us. I mean, Emory and Henry is a really talented team with scholarship-level players, and they're one of the best teams I've seen in transition. Like, when a shot went up, you know, they were gone. Like, those guys ran the floor like you know, it was like watching a track meet, you know, the way they were going. And we tried to play pretty fast, too, but obviously, you know, they had the advantage there in transition. And you know, we kind of got down, and they made shots, and all of a sudden we were in a pretty big hole, and we had a deficit at halftime. And we could second half, but, you know, once you're down that much, it's really hard to fight back and come up with a win.
Yeah, you talked about that. Yeah, the first half definitely didn't go the way you wanted. But when you look at the box score in the second half, you guys actually outscored them by 14 points. Even though you were down, you came out with, looked like to me, just a renewed energy. You were creating some, fast break points. And you talk about halftime going in, being down like that, but then coming back out and, you know, you ended up losing 101-81, but you still had guys, you know, come out again. Marion Moore, 22. Jay Neeson had a great game, 16. Joyner gave you 11 with 5 assists. And then Adrian Wall off the bench had 13. So, you know, that second half, you guys kind of got it together a little bit, and your team played, I think, the way you really wanted to play in the first half.
Yeah, no, we did. Again, you never want to take a moral victory, but was definitely proud of the energy and the effort we showed in the second half, because that score could have really, really gotten out of hand. Had we come out in the second half kind of like how we played in the first half, you know, it would have been probably one of the more embarrassing losses we've taken here, because we don't typically get beat that badly, and especially at home. So I will say, you know, we didn't really say too much at halftime. It was just kind of just challenging the guys to make a decision to play better, to play harder. And I thought we responded well. Like, we really picked up our defensive energy. and that led to a lot of transition opportunities. And we just played with a sense of urgency. And Emery and Henry, I mean, obviously they're really talented, but when you play that hard, we were still able to disrupt what they were able to do on the offensive end. And, I mean, the shots that they made in the second half, I thought, like, you know, the kid Leftwich, their point guard, just made some phenomenal plays. You know, they found Jacob Morgan again for two more threes. And,
yeah,
you know, but I thought just our effort and energy was much better. And you just wish that we could get 40 minutes of that, you know. Like, obviously that's a glimpse of what we can do. And we're going to show film in a couple minutes here. But, you know, that we're capable of playing at that level for 40 minutes.
Yeah, and you're right. And again, they're a really good team. But as you said, no moral victories. But again, it was a nice second half that you guys put together. All right, so let's talk about – you've got two games coming up this week, both doubleheaders. You go on the road Wednesday down to Elizabeth City for a matchup against Mid-Atlantic Christian, who you're very familiar with. And then on Saturday, you're back home against Johnson and Wales. So you're getting into conference play, USCA play as well. Talk about that now. You've got a lot of the tough games behind you. You're getting into the thick of things where you're trying to jockey for a ranking and a position and getting into that tournament.
Well, yeah, it is nice to head into conference play. Some more like-minded opponents that we're more familiar with. You know, like Coach Harris and Mac U, him and I have coached against each other. It seems like for like the millionth time now, but you know, realistically, it's probably going to be our fifth or sixth, seventh matchup. Not sure the exact number, but, you know, they're talented. They have a kid named Kevin Fletcher, who's a leading scorer in the USCAA. He's back for his senior year. He can really score the ball. And fortunately, since, you know, we had MLK Day off from work, I got a chance to watch all Mac U films. So I watched about five of their games from last night to today, and they can play. They play extremely hard on the defensive end. They run a bunch of different defenses, a bunch of different half-court traps and zones and full-court presses. So, you know, it's a lot to prepare for in a two-day span, but, you know, we're going to be ready for them. We're a little bit more familiar with their personnel than maybe some of the teams that we play out of conference. So excited about that. And obviously we host Johnson and Wales this weekend, and they actually have a new coach. So this will be the first time we've matched up against him. But, you know, still a couple of the guys. I know kid Zerion Wilkins, who's one of their big-time players, is still at Johnson and Wales. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting into EMAC play and just, you know, getting better, you know, because at this point, you know, the season's picking up. And we've got, it seems like a game almost every other day now. So we just got to be ready and got to play well.
Yeah, two more things before we bring in Marion Moore. You said you're back home on Saturday. I will say the atmosphere Saturday, there were a lot of Emory and Henry fans there, but there were a lot of Builder fans too. And that place, for the capacity that you can hold right now with the restrictions, it was even as you guys tried to come back, it was loud. And, you know, I hope that the fans come out Saturday for that, especially because I know you got to be excited. Coach Hill and her team, you know, they get to play again. They've been out for a while. So I hope all Builders fans, you know, take note of that and come out and support that doubleheader and see some good EMAC and USCA basketball on Saturday.
For sure, for sure. Again, we're fortunate to be able to still be playing games. We're fortunate to be able to have fans, even though it is a limited capacity. And as you said, Emory and Henry traveled well, but the Builder fans were definitely behind us too. And I think the second half, we gave them something to cheer for. I mean, we played with such a spirited effort in the second half. You wouldn't know what the score was. You would have thought we were up 10 to 15. So definitely appreciate the fans coming out. That was the first time we'd ever tried a blackout-themed game. So, you know, I saw some of the members of the football team, saw some alumni, yeah. Saw some other people within the school. So thankful, and I hope that they come out. And honestly, women's basketball always draws a good crowd. So women's basketball is the pride and joy of apprentice school athletics. So I know if they're playing, I just hope that a couple of fans stick around and watch us, because I know they're going to show up for the women.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Coach, it was great talking to you. We will see you at the Apprentice Athletic Center on Saturday. We'll certainly talk to you and Coach Hill prior to your games on Wednesday here on the Builders Athletic Network. And go ahead, we'll bring in Marion Moore. And, Coach, we will talk to you Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
I was just waiting for Marion Moore here, the USCA National Player of the Week last week. 32 points against Blue Lights and 22
Hello.
Against Emory and Henry. Marion, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Hey, thanks for joining us for a little bit here on Apprentice Athletics Coaches Corner. Hey, you want to talk about, you guys had two games the past week. You had the 91-80 win over Blue Lights, where you put 32 points and had 10 rebounds. And your performance, you were named the USCA National Player of the Week. And then against Emory and Henry this past Saturday, you kind of continued that dominance. You had 22 points to lead your team as well with 7 rebounds. Talk about the play. You know, I know it's not all about individual stats, but how you're helping your team as you guys get ready for this big run in the EMAC and the USCA to try to jockey for that position in the tournament.
Well, I'm just trying to do everything I can to help the team win. I know I had a good performance last game, but we didn't come away with the win. I don't know. We got to do some things better.
Yeah, and you know, and that's all right. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, you know, we talk about your performance with the 32 points, but I would think, again, we talk about team, playing with the team. Corey Joyner, we just talked with Coach about him setting the single-game assist record. And so you think about a number of your points came from assists from Corey on doing that. Talk about the play of Corey and how he, you know, that senior leadership that he brings to your team.
Yeah, me and Corey have been playing for a while, so we kind of got that chemistry on the court. When I'm going, he's going. When he's going, I'm going. You know, it's just how it is. Two-man game sometimes.
Yeah. You know, and talk about, I mean, we just talked with Coach. You know, the first half against Emory Henry definitely wasn't the way you guys wanted to play, but you guys came out of the locker room very spirited, a lot of energy. The crowd stayed. They cheered you on, and you guys, you know, you were making a run trying to cut into that lead, which you ultimately did. But talk about playing against competition like that, a Division II school in the NCAA, and how that helps prepare you as you get into this EMAC run.
Yes, I think that was a good team to play. That level of competition going into our conference, because I don't think we're going to see as talented teams. So I think if we can keep up with them guys, I think we'll be all right in our conference as long as we play together.
All right, Marion, out of Hampton, junior out of Hampton, Virginia. One last question, which we always ask our student athletes. Apprentice is a different place. Takes a lot to be a student athlete there. What was your decision to stay close to home there in Hampton over, come on down to Newport News and be a builder? What played into that decision?
Well, what played into my decision to come here was the academics on it, engineering that I was interested in. It's a great opportunity for you to start your career outside of basketball, but basketball is just an addition to what you can add on to there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's again, it's different there, and you guys are you're showing it on the court that you're a team. And congratulations on being named last week the National Player of the Week. And good luck as you head down to Elizabeth City on Wednesday, and then we'll see you back home on Saturday against Johnson and Wales.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Marion. Again, that was Marion Moore. We heard from Coach Key and Marion Moore. Again, this is Apprentice Athletics Coaches Corner with Head Coach Evan Key. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Again, we couldn't get into the gym today to interview, so we did it here on the radio. Hope everybody has a great week. Check out the Builders again. We'll post all video links, and make sure you get your tickets and get out there on Saturday as the team faces Johnson and Wales. This is a big time for them. Back, stretch, find a job.